Welcome back here to Cowan's Drugstore, the Coach's Corner here on this Saturday morning. Thanks again to Coach Hendricks for his time. Hey, again, want to remind you that Clinton Central Lady Bulldog basketball, you can catch that this afternoon at 1 o'clock. They are in regional play, so good luck to them. Quick peek at scores from last night. Delphi did get Weibo. The final was 60-42. North Montgomery over Frankfort, 43-34. Tri-West over Crawfordsville, the final there, 59-39. And it was Zionsville over Lebanon, the final there, 61-34. Clinton Prairie over Rossville, 57-48. Faith Christian over Clinton Central, 67-37. And Sheridan defeated Carroll. The final there was 75-72, that final. Wanted to get Coach Oakley's thought on this one score from the conference. North Montgomery defeating Frankfort last night, 43-34. What do you think about that?
You know, it's a great win for the Chargers, Coach Arnold, but I think that's where they should be. I mean, he's had most of his guys for 2 or 3 years now playing together. They're senior-led with Kirsch and a couple others. So, you know, especially how physical they are and defensively, to see that score 43-34, I mean, that's kind of the game that they like to play. I mean, they like to grind them out. So that's a huge conference win for them.
Again, Coach Oakley with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We get a chance to talk Stars basketball. Stars able to get a win last weekend over Clinton Central. The final was 59-54. Last night they go to Delphi and fall to the Oracles by a final score of 50-42. Let's talk about the Clinton Central game first, if we could, a little bit, and tell me how your kids were able to get the win over the Bulldogs.
Man, we were just super aggressive, shared the basketball. Played great team basketball offensively, knocked down some shots, but that's been kind of a key thing for us, or just a weakness. But being in our home gym, got kind of comfortable, and we're able to attack them off our drives and off the bounce, and you know, we got to the free throw line 35 times. So I mean, I think we shot 28 free throws against Crawfordsville the game before, and then 35. So yeah, I mean, we just executed our 5-out offense, and you know, took the right times and had some good drives with purpose, and got to the rim, and had some good finishes, and then, you know, made enough free throws to win the game.
And again, Stars get the win over the Bulldogs in the final. There was 59-54. So I'm not going to assume, but I will ask: did you feel like that there was a sense in your mind that things were starting to turn in the Stars' favor as you got ready for Delphi?
I mean, I feel like we're very confident in what we do every week. I'm not really concerned of our opponents. I feel like we prepare and we work hard in practice every week. It is just, you know, it's coming down to again a bad 6-8 minutes. Are we going to shoot the ball well? You know, it's kind of like one week where we're not shooting it from outside. We struggle from the three-point line, and we're making enough twos. Last night, we made enough threes, and we missed a ton of easy layups. So, it's just going, you know, kind of back and forth in that area, and then giving up a big defensive quarter of 24. It just really cost us last night. So, I feel good at what we're doing. You know, we're struggling with getting kids to practice every day. They're just injured, or they're getting sick, and it's going around everywhere. So just trying to get you know, our full roster every day at practice, that's a struggle for us.
Again, visiting here with Coach Oakley on this segment of Coach's Corner. What was the scouting report on the Oracles this year?
Man, they play really fast. They like to, like I said, if they get deflections or steals or defense rebounds, they push the basketball. So I felt in that area we did a really good job. They have some seniors that are really good. I mean, 23 Almaguer kid. They had a junior number 3 that can shoot it, and number 2 that can shoot as well. So they have a couple guards, and Almaguer, 23, was our focus. And man, he just kind of killed us our third quarter. He had 11 of his 20 in the third quarter, and just took over a game. And that's what a senior's supposed to do. And we couldn't contain him that quarter. But you know, they have some good offensive pieces. I thought they lacked in the defensive area, and we just didn't take, they zoned us, and we just didn't take advantage. They left the middle wide open, and we just struggled to make decisions. Should we shoot it? Should we pass it? And, you know, only putting up 42 points, it's not going to get a win for us.
Again, talking with Coach Oakley here on this segment of the Coach's Corners, we talk about the Stars game last night against Delphi. Again, Delphi with the win, 50-42. How did the game start for your kids? Was it a close contest early?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was just kind of back and forth, and we kind of, you know, we stretched out to a 6-8 point lead, and they had maybe a 2 minute run where they looked or took it right at us. They got some offensive rebounds and chipped away, and but we held a 19-14 lead. You know, going to the locker room, we had again some steals and just some passes that were just overthrown in transition and some costly turnovers there, but. You know, yeah, we feel really good. We didn't play our best basketball, but we're up 19-14, and I thought it was going to be a good road win for us. You know, if we come out, we play and execute for another 16 minutes. You know, big third quarter for them, and us not making enough shots or enough free throws, that's what cost us.
Yeah. Again, talking with Coach Oakley here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Did Delphi force you into turnovers in that third quarter?
No, we had a couple. They trapped us right away in the half court. We had a couple. But it's just, like I said, right before coming in here and looking at stats, it kind of blows you away when you have a young team, and you think maybe they have 17, 18, 19, 20 turnovers, and we had 11. I mean, we have 11 turnovers. We take care of the basketball. We shot from outside tonight or last night. We just, nothing in the paint. We could not finish. We shot like 39% in the paint. So you do that, you shoot 4-for-11 from free throws. It's just kind of a complete disaster of shooting right now. We've just got to get more confidence, and we're continuing to get more shots up and game situations. It just didn't carry over last night.
Again, talking with Coach Oakley here in this segment of the Coach's Corner. So they're able to build a lead on you in the third quarter. Were there chances in the fourth quarter for the Stars to come back?
Yeah, it was close. It was still pretty, like, 3-4 point game, their lead going into the fourth quarter, and it just kind of stayed that way. So we just kind of, we just traded some baskets and, again, missed opportunities in transition and a couple missed free throws, and that's the volume. I mean, I just keep repeating myself, but there's nothing else we could have done. I mean, found Tristan Falk in the middle of their zone. They left him wide open, and you know, we just thought he could have drove it, you know, maybe a dribble or two and get some easier shots. And he decided to take a jumper, and he can hit those. He can knock them down. It's just, you know, we didn't have a feel that night, and they just weren't going in. So I just felt like we should have attacked a little bit more in their zone, and we just settled for jump shots. And, you know, good execution, good game plan in the second half for Delphi, and they got the win.
Who led you in scoring last night?
Tristan had 12. Tristan, like I said, he did a really nice job. He had 7 of 12 in the first half. He did in the first half attack the basket. He hit 1-3. So he did a nice job. Carter Hanna did a great job off the bench. He had 8 points, hit 2 threes and a layup in transition. Had some really key rebounds for us defensively. He played an excellent game. Fortner's been sick all week. He had 8. Gavin Hawkins had 7. So that's kind of rounding up the offense right there. But you know, I just think collectively that's where show can we find 5 guys that want to be a threat on offense and take care of the basketball and want to shoot and make good decisions. But I think that all comes with having young guys. I mean, we're playing with really young guys right now and with no experience, and we're still trying to figure it out, you know, going into game 20 next week with Cascade. You know, I don't fault their effort. I mean, they're great kids that play hard and compete. You know, it's just a struggle, I think, with our staff and with them that, you know, we're only giving up 50 points and you don't have a chance to win. I mean, within, you know, the last minute and a half, there's not, you know, a chance in a game situation for us to call timeout and drop a play or get a stop where we have a chance to win. So it is, we're going through a grind through a whole season. It's just kind of deflating overall for, our staff and our kids. And we just got to come back and try to get better today in practice.
Well, the Stars do get today off, and that's going to lead us into your next contest, which is going to come up on February 16th. You welcome in Cascade, and this is, I guess, going to be a special night at Western Boone.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on. We've got, you know, we're going to recognize our seniors. We have homecoming. It's kind of a redo of homecoming because we got snowed out with cold temps with Danville. And then, you know, we have our 50th anniversary of Western Boone as a high school. So it's going to be great. I hope the gym's packed for our kids. Our seniors deserve it. Our team deserves it. So I hope our students come out and support these kids, and then we have the community come out as well.
All right. Well, once again, Stars falling to Delphi last night, 50-42. They'll be back at it again next Friday night when they welcome in the Cadets of Cascade. Coach Oakley, thanks for your time this morning, and enjoy your weekend.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Once again, Coach Oakley with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We'll take a break, and we'll be back to wrap it up. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.